The Masterpiece by Bart Meehan, inspired by H.G. Wells. Performed by Nigel Palfreyman, Peter Falk, Neil McLeod and Nicky Hunter.
No, no, there's too much red in the cheeks.
Mr. Thomas, are you there?
I'm working.
The rent is due.
I thought we agreed I could pay next month.
That was last month. I've been very patient, but I must have the 2 months you owe today. I'm not a charity. I really don't know why I rented to a painter. They're almost as bad as actors.
I'll have it by the end of the week. I expect to sell something to Mr. Shepherd.
The butcher? Well, he doesn't strike me as an art lover.
I did a still life of his pork chops. He wants to hang it in the shop window. Anyway, he said he'd give me 100 for it on Friday, plus a couple of kilos of sausages.
You owe me 300.
Well, I'm sure I can sell this one as well.
You say that every month. Who is it?
The organ grinder.
Oh, the one in the park. Why is his face so red?
I'm fixing that.
And his nose doesn't look like that at all.
I'm not finished.
I mean, it's bent out of shape. And look, his face is, well, it's crooked. Oh, he looks quite... Oh!
What's the matter?
There's something in... I don't see why anyone would want to buy something like that. I really don't. I will see you on Friday, Mr. Thomas. 100 and some sausages is better than nothing.
Philistine. What would she know about art?
She's right, though. You've got my nose wrong.
What? Who said that?
Me.
Ah!
Don't worry. I'm sure you can fix it. My, you need some of that colour, Harry. You've gone white.
You're talking.
Yes, I know.
But you're a painting.
Yes, I know that too.
Paintings don't talk.
Well, clearly that's not true.
Ah!
I wish you'd stop doing that. Harry, it's disconcerting. It really would be simpler if you just accepted the facts and we could get on with our business.
I've been standing too close to the Terps. Business? What business?
Well, good man. I'm here to make you a great artist.
I am a great artist.
Yes, of course. Of course. No offence intended, Harry. It's just that no one knows it.
Fame is not the point of art.
And starving in a garret is.
I'm not starving.
I heard your stomach grumbling while you were painting my ears. By the way, one is bigger than the other.
That was deliberate. Artistic choice. I want them to be a focal point.
Really?
Well, I'm not good at ears.
Nothing to be embarrassed about, Harry, my boy. Personally, I've always thought they were rather pointless things, unless you wear glasses. Anyway, let's get back to the business at hand, making you great.
And how do you propose to do that?
Well, we'll start with you painting a couple of masterpieces. That usually does the trick.
Simple as that, is it? Whip up a Mona Lisa, shall I?
Oh, lovely painting, and a very good likeness of her. By the way, you notice Da Vinci didn't paint her ears. Look, Harry, I'll let you in on a secret. There's no such thing as a masterpiece.
That's ridiculous. Of course there is. Rembrandt, Raphael, Monet.
In your opinion?
Well, yes, in mine and many others' opinion.
And there you have it. A masterpiece is a masterpiece because people say it is. The difference between pride of place in the Louvre and gathering dust at the back of an op shop is some poncy little expert in a beret going on and on about light and shade.
It's more than that, isn't it?
We can strike a deal. I will prove it to you.
Deal? What sort of a deal?
Isn't that obvious? I mean, I'm a talking painting, Harry.
You mean?
Yes.
You're the devil.
No, I'm not actually him. I mean, he's far too busy running everything down there to do this sort of thing. I'm kind of an agent. My department looks after the artists and writers.
There's a department for that?
Oh, yes. There's a department for everything. A massive one for politicians. They're always looking for more staff. But I like working with the creatives. You lot are a lot more challenging because you think you have principles. I mean, it took me ages to sign Michelangelo.
What? But he painted the Sistine Chapel.
Yeah, ironic, isn't it? Now, do we have a deal?
No. No.
Oh, calm down, Harry. After all, we're just having a conversation.
I won't do it. I won't.
What are you doing with that brush?
I'm going to obliterate you. I'm going...
No. Just hold off a moment. You can paint over me, but I'll just pop up in your next painting.
I'll do a landscape. I've been meaning to take a trip to the country.
I'll whisper to you from the willow.
A farm scene, then.
A talking pig.
Then I won't paint any more.
Well, we both know that you can't do that. I mean, you'll try, and maybe you'll succeed for a while, but then one day you'll pick up a pencil and start doodling, and before you know it, I'll be smiling at you. You're driven, Harry. You can't stop if you tried. That's what makes you an artist. A great artist. And the only decision you have to make is if you want everyone else to know it.
I can't. I mean, I'd be spending eternity in...
Well, yes, but don't believe the hype. No fire, no brimstone. More like being stuck in a queue that isn't moving. Frustrating, but I find it helps if you whistle. I'll let you in on another little secret. It's really just a numbers game. The boss has a bet with the other guy about who can get the most customers. You want to know who's winning?
No. No, I don't. I don't care what it's like down there. I don't care if nobody knows my name.
They'll carve it on the walls, Harry.
I don't care if they think my work is forgettable.
They'll write books about you, teach classes.
I don't care if I starve or if I'm forced to live under a bridge, or that I never sell another painting, or...
Yes?
Look here. Now, I'm not committing to anything.
No, of course not.
But if I did... Well, exactly, how would it work?
Good man. Simplest thing in the world. Quick check of the contract, sign, and then leave the rest up to me.
What contract?
Oh, over there on the table.
How did that get there? I mean, it wasn't there a minute ago.
He says to the talking painting.
It's enormous. There must be over 1,000 pages.
Oh, it's a lot of party of the first part, promises the party of the second part, that sort of thing. Boss doesn't like any loose ends.
It will take me an age to read it.
If I were you, I'd skim it. But you take all the time you want. I'll just sit here and dry.
What if I agree?
Just sign your name at the bottom of the painting in red paint. Oh, the boss likes that.
And now for the final lot of the day, and the one I know most of you have come to see, The Organ Grinder by Harrington Thomas.
Oh, here we go, Harry boy. This looks like a cashed-up crowd.
This masterpiece is perhaps the greatest work...
Greatest work? I told you we'd deliver.
...of an artist who died too young.
Oh, well, that's true. Far too young. You really should have checked the use-by date on those sausages.
This piece is particularly loved because of his decision to paint the subject with odd-shaped ears, which many critics believe is a comment on the failure of the elite to listen to the working class.
Ooh, you see that chap at the back, the one with the silk cravat? He's very keen. Insisted on a private viewing.
The face, it's magnificent, so powerful, so red.
Thomas is considered one of the greatest artists of his generation, though sadly his genius was only recognised after his death. Now, who'll start me? 5 million? 10 million?
Here we go, old son. Look at the hands go up.
20 million? 30 million?
Oh, you're probably thinking you really should have read the contract more carefully, Harry boy. You totally missed the Van Gogh clause. Oh, by the way, there's another artist who wasn't good with ears.
42 million, Going once?
Most artists have to die to be great, Harry. Always seemed a little unfair that we exploited that loophole to me, but then there's that thing the boss is always saying to us in the staff meetings. What is it again?
Going twice.
Caveat emptor, that's it.
Gone.
Buy a piece.